welcome to another edition of The Gaming Gang Extra, Origins 2012 Raw. This time around, I'm talking with Grant Wilson, previously of Sci-Fi's Ghost Hunters fame, and now an illustrator and publisher of board games, along with his partner Mike Ritchie, for their newly formed company, Rather Dashing Games. I am your host, Elliot Miller. Once again, we bring you another interview from the Exhibitors Hall at Origins. We call these interviews raw simply because the sound quality may not be up to our usual standards, and we present the pieces with minimal editing. You may or may not know that I'm a big fan of all things paranormal, and Ghost Hunters has always been one of my favorite shows on the Sci-Fi Channel. During our interview with Mark Walker of Lock and Load Games, he mentioned that Grant Wilson was attending Origins as a representative of Rather Dashing Games. This was news to us, and so I was determined to get a few minutes to talk with Grant to discuss Rather Dashing Games. Let's give a listen and hear what Grant has to say about the three games they're currently offering, including X Marks the Spot, Red Hot Silly Peppers, and Four Taverns. This is Elliot, and I'm talking to Grant Wilson, formerly of Sci-Fi's Ghost Hunters, and now Rather Dashing Games. Grant, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
I had no idea that this was your next big endeavor. How did you get into Rather Dashing Games?
Well, my friend that I've known since I was 5 years old, Mike Ritchie, has been designing games for a long time, and he's done really well for himself. He's got a game that's being sponsored by the X Games, and he submitted for the Mensa Award, but fell short because of a snafu, a little thing that happened there. But he's very talented, and he wanted to branch out on his own. And I was doing Ghost Hunters. I had stopped because it was just beating the heck out of me. I needed to stop. And I love to draw. I've been drawing ever since I could hold a pencil.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, one of the most expensive parts about designing a game, making a game, is paying for the art.
The artwork, yes.
So we worked together, and we started this company, Rather Dashing Games, which kind of sums up our whole mentality. We want to be fun, but charming and morally awesome. And we are gamers. We have been our whole life. And we're having a good time and doing really well. And Mike's he comes up with games like crazy. He's kind of a savant, I guess. But he's a great guy. And he's got so many games waiting in the wings that we have I'm so excited to get those games out. These games that we have now are great. We have Four Taverns, X Marks the Spot, and Red Hot Silly Peppers. We got to start here, and then we can afford to get the other games out that are just phenomenal.
Okay, is Origins your first convention that you've been to for gaming?
Origins is my first gaming convention. I've been to Dragon Con and stuff like that as a celebrity or whatever.
Right, from Ghost
Hunters. But Mike has been to several. He's been to Germany and done all those game shows and everything. And so, honestly, we've been overwhelmed by the response at Origin because we decided to come here a week and a half ago.
Really?
So we're not on any of the maps or any of the paperwork. No one knows we're here. And, you know, people start recognizing me, which is fine. But people really like the logo. They come and see the logo. They take the pins and say, I am Rather Dashing. But we sit them down. They may have come because they recognize me, but once they play the games, they buy them because they love them. Which means a lot to me, because I want this to stand on its own two feet. I don't want to be Grant as a game company. It's like, the games that Grant draws for are really good, you know? So that's important to me, and they do stand on their own two feet. They're excellent.
Could you tell me a little bit about the games themselves?
Sure. We have three games. X Marks the Spot is a sort of an abstract strategy game. You play as one of four pirates. That art was done by Nigel Sade, who's an artist that's very popular with pirate-type art.
Okay.
And a great guy. And you lay down these cards as tiles, so to speak, and you're trying to make X's with your particular pirate's flag. Mm-hmm. Sounds very simple, just like checkers sounds simple, but to master it takes a lot of skill.
Right.
So it's a thinking man's game, but there are things in there to screw it up, you know, there are bombs and all this stuff to do. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of fun. And then we have Red Hot Silly Peppers, which, as a parent, I have three boys, and a lot of the games that they want to play, I want to kind of shoot myself in the head if they want me to play. You don't want to play Candyland, I can't do it.
Right, exactly. Right.
Brilliant for kids, but if you want to play it as a parent, it doesn't work. But Red Hot Silly Peppers is designed for kids, but adults really like it, and it's very simple. You have a bowl, you have a spinner, and you spin it, and it tells you what temperature salsa you need to make. And you do that by using pepper cards or fruit cards. The pepper cards add temperature, the fruit cards take away from them. And whoever has the most cards wins. So let's say we're playing, and you're trying to make a 30-degree bowl of salsa. It's in increments of 5, so the math isn't too crazy. You don't have to carry the one. So you can make a bowl of salsa for 30 degrees with 2 cards. Great, good job. But if the next person can make it with 3, they get their cards and your cards. If I can trump it with 4, I get all that. You see how it goes. And there are a few other cards in there that can mess it up. Simple, but fun.
Right, and you can actually, maybe the kids can learn a little bit about math by playing it.
And they get very creative with it, because the more cards, the better. So they use some of the negative to counter some of the positives, and it becomes really neat. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't know they're learning it, let's say.
Right, and that's always good.
That's good. And this is the one that we just, Four Taverns is, we just got it finished. It just got to PSI and Alliance this week. But we're premiering it here. And this is my favorite. Yeah, it's turned out to be more of a screw your neighbor style game than we anticipated.
Right.
If I can say that.
Of course.
How it goes is you play as one of 4 taverns.
Okay.
Okay, and you're trying to have the best tavern in the land. And you do that by hiring heroes and champions to complete quests in your name. And when you complete a quest, you get gold and renown for your tavern. The more renown, every 5 renown you get, the your tavern goes up a level. You get to hold more cards in your hand. And it goes from there. It's pretty simple. And except for the fact that you're all competing for 3 different quests at once. And then you find treasure cards. And there's 7 different treasure cards, but multiples of them in the deck. That really just screw everything up. It really messes the whole thing up. For instance, if I have made a party that satisfies the requirements of the quest, you may play the Cursed Dagger and kill one of my guys, so I no longer qualify. But I could block it with a Mithril Shield.
Okay.
Or if I win the quest, you could drop the Burgher's Cloak and steal half my gold. Or I can play the King's Banner and combine your party with mine and force them to complete the quest for me. And it's a lot of fun. We, if I can, tell a little story. We had a very sweet, very quiet married couple come up the first day here.
Uh-huh.
And they're, you know, how you doing? All right. Want to sit down, try the game? Okay, whatever. So we sit him down, we train him up, and I'm watching and I'm waiting. And I'm standing behind the husband, I'm looking at his hand, and I'm like, all right, I know he can totally take out his wife
right now.
But he's hesitant. And I said to him, I said, it's not that kind of game, you know? And he's like, what? I said, just do it. So he put the card down, and she looks at him, and she goes, oh, you beep, you know? And from that point on, it was much more vocal and a lot of fun. Thankfully, she won. She won, so it was a good game. But
those type of games really can be a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. It is. If you like fantasy, it caters to you, and there's a lot of humor written in the quest, but you don't need to like fantasy to get the mechanic of it.
Did you do the artwork for that one?
I did all the art for that, yes.
Really?
It
really looks good. I saw some of the cards on the back.
Well, they look nice. We went for a more subdued look for the characters because we want to focus on the colors
for
the game. And a lot of fantasy nowadays is so over the top. Like, this is functional armor they're wearing and stuff like that. I mean, that you could really wear that and it would really work. That's the kind of research I put into it.
Cool.
Where I'm not going to have, you know, 15-pound shoulders on and go around. But that has its place.
Or a 20-foot long sword.
Yes, that has its place. But, we're having a good time. We already have so many great expansions already that we play.
Uh-huh.
And that we enjoy, but we're excited. Hopefully it does well so we can really get these crazier games that he has out. But you got to take one step at a time. Yeah.
So now these 3 are out. Well, this one just came out, so it'll be available.
It should be available soon through distributors. So our shopping cart is going up on the site this week, so people can buy it there.
Okay.
And
now what would your website be?
It's ratherdashinggames.com.
Okay. That's easy enough.
Yeah. And we'll be at Gen Con having a good time.
We'll be there too.
All right. Yeah.
So hopefully we'll get to see you there, and hopefully things have been will be looking good for them.
I appreciate it. And I'm really excited.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm really glad to see you. Like I said, I had no idea you were back here either. And
see,
Mark Walker told us from Lock and Load. Did you see Grant Wilson over there? Like, Grant Wilson's here?
Yeah. But I'm gamer, big time gamer. I love it. So
what kind of games do you like?
I like anything and everything. I was over in the library just trying everything out.
Were you?
Just tried Defenders of the Realm, which was cool.
Yes.
But I play a lot of Pathfinder and D&D and stuff like that.
Yeah, very cool.
I like that. But just having a good time. And it's a chance for me to use my art because I love to draw, but mm-hmm. it's nice to have a purpose, you know?
Yes.
Drawing
yes.
is just drawing.
And the gaming culture is very welcoming. And
yes.
So I'm sure everything will go great. Well, thank you very much for being on the show.
No problem.
And good luck for the, well, it's Sunday afternoon, so a couple hours, you're about to be flying out of here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Gotta pack up and get out of here.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
There you have it. Thank you to Grant Wilson for taking time to talk with the Gaming Gang at Origins 2012. Remember, you can take a look at the games we discussed here by visiting RatherDashingGames.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to stay tuned for more Origins extras as well as our regularly scheduled episode of The Gaming Gang.